Fair Play, a Doctor Who fanfic written and read by Jax Longcote. Summary. What if we kissed in the prison cell where you were trying to stop me from taking over the world and we were both Time Lords? Though the Doctor maintained an infuriatingly calm demeanor, the Master could tell they were out of practice. Behind every cunning jab or turn was the shadow of one faster and more intense the Master could remember from days training together or bringing a petty disagreement to a head. Still, prison hadn't done much to keep the Master in shape, so he humored the Doctor's poorly concealed plays for a rest willingly. The weight of the dagger in his pocket was a comforting reminder of his almost assured victory. With a flick of their wrist, the Doctor suddenly managed to lock their blade with the Master's, wrenching the points towards the floor. They were making some clever quip, but the Master had other things on his mind. Unaware of the second weapon, the Doctor had left himself very open for close-range attack. The Master slowly reached for his pocket. But the Doctor had noticed an opening, too. Knocking the Master's sword to the ground in a way they seemed to think was subtle, he let it happen. They raised their other hand to cup his jaw. The Master's eyes widened before he willed his expression into one he hoped was unreadable. He could feel the Doctor's psychic energy nudging at the corners of his mind, but he kept their connection firmly closed off. Still, when the Doctor stepped closer, he did not back away, but met their eyes. His opponent's countenance was so tender it was almost insulting. In spite of himself, the Master felt his knees grow weak. Too far from the shore to hear the crash of waves, the room was quiet aside from their careful breathing. The Master leaned into the gap between them, and the Doctor tilted the Master's head, sliding their hand over his short hair and guiding their lips together. A shudder ran down the Master's spine. Dropping their sword, the Doctor brought their other hand to rest on the Master's lower back and pull him closer. Not to be outdone, the Master sunk his fingers into the Doctor's fluff of hair, aiming for the point at the base of their skull that he knew would... The Doctor let out a quiet sound, and the Master smiled against their mouth. It was with considerable regret that, a few minutes later, the Master finally pulled the dagger from his pocket and pressed it to the Doctor's chest. Stumbling back, they narrowly avoided being hit by the door as Trenchard entered the room. The man's eyes focused on the weapon in the Master's hand. "Self-defense," he explained, disappointed that the Doctor appeared to have recovered quickly from the surprise. Never mind. It was time to get back to work. The End. Written work posted December 2019, audio recorded September 2025. Thanks for listening.